All right. Oh, cool.
Yeah, great t-shirt.
Thank you. It hurts.
It's my...
I'm wearing
it. He took it off my soul.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay.
We have questions, but they're not critical.
Because you're both going to be in shot. So
I'm going to lean back.
Yeah, if you lean back, it'll be better.
I'm cool. I'll stay like this.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
There we go.
Torre mi dai. They are on. Get me in, bro.
Okay. Have you got yours?
Yeah.
I don't know who should we start. Okay. Shall I start it?
Okay.
I'll start it. Okay. So firstly, how did you end up working for Sega and how did your career begin as an artist?
Sega でどういうふう、最初セガってどういうきっかけで入ったんですか？で、アーティストとしてのキャリアってどういうふうに始まったんですか？
I'm speaking Japanese.
That's fine. That's okay.
美術大学。
美術大学、はい、
小さい頃から絵が好きで、でもデザイナーかなんかになりたいなと思って美術大学に行って、まあ、その、途中ですごい日本のゲームが流行ったのでファミリーコンピューターとか、ああいう時代が来て、よしこれ大学出たらゲーム作ろうっていうふうに考えて、で、任天堂かセガかどっちにしようかなと思ったので、任天堂って京都でやってる、東京からすごい遠い、で、日本って大学出たら就職活動する、でその時に任天堂の人から電話があって、じゃあ来週面接に来てくださいって言われたんだけど、その時にどこまで行ったらいいですかって言ったら、聞いたら京都に来てくださいって言われて、いやちょっと遠くてダメだろと、もうそれで任天堂辞めて、じゃあちょっと東京だし西が行こうと思って、西が行って、デザインアートワークのデザインセクションっていうところがあるので、そこに入って、それでそこから始まる、経験が始まる。OK?
Yep.
ボビーよろしく。
はい。
Come on,
Bob. You make it right that way.
Hoshino-san actually went to an art university,
okay,
and always liked pictures and drawing,
yeah,
and the arts, and wanted to be a designer of some sort. And in Japan at the time, games were all the rage, and
yes,
it was, the Famicom was huge, for mm-hmm. example. And when I was in university, I had the ambition, I want to join games and make games,
yeah,
and be involved in that. And so in my mind, I wanted to either apply for Nintendo or Sega.
Yeah.
And Nintendo's HQ, they're based in Kyoto, which
okay.
is quite far away from Tokyo.
Yeah.
And when, after university, you know, you go through the whole job hunting phase, and when I was going through the job hunting phase, I was asked by Nintendo to come down to Kyoto for an interview, or they asked for an interview, and then Hoshino-san asked, where do I have to go for this interview? And they said Kyoto, because at the time they didn't have a Tokyo office. And he just immediately ruled that one out.
Yeah.
Just like, look, that's just too far away. And so he applied for Sega, and Hoshino-san he passed the entrance and joined the design artwork section.
Okay.
And that was the beginning of my career.
Cool.
Awesome.
I like that.
Okay, what is your favorite Knights cameo of all time in all of the Sonic games? What is the best Knights cameo for you?
Wow.
今まで全てのソニックゲームの中で、ナイツがカメオとしてチラッと出た中で一番好きなのはどれですか？
ピンボールの
や
つか
な？ Yeah. Yeah, yeah. ピンボール、yeah. You don't need to translate that one. Take five. Okay. For the Knight series, What did you have a hand in creating? What characters were your creation? What did you create for that series?
実際に自分が作ったものは何ですか？どのキャラクターとか作りましたか？などなど。
ナイツは、ナイツ。一番最初の、Into Dreams。
Yeah。
エリオットと、
エリオット。
クラリス。うん。プレイヤーキャラクター。
クラリス。
それと、エリオットのボイス僕やったりしてる。
Yeah。
あとボス全部パフィーとかパフィークローズとかジャッカルとか全部
ジャッカル、yeah.
魚なんだっけ、What's your name? フィッシ
ュ、ガウポ
ー
ガウポー、
ワイズマン、シャ
ート、ワイズマン、
いやワイズマン、
ワイズマン、
それ全部、
So actually the things that I specifically created of Knights into Dreams was Elliot and what's the other one?
Clarice.
The girl, they were the playable characters that I created.
Yeah.
And you know, you probably already know, but he was asking, do you know I was the voice for Elliot and I did all the hurt? And also all of the bosses I also
created. All the bosses.
So Puffy and all of the ones that we
mentioned. I love Jackal. Amazing.
Jack with ice, yes.
Junes and I just walk in the room.
Hello, Jun!
Hey! Okay, I'll let you get the next one.
Okay, about Riala. Riala originally had a different design. He used to have a different shaped head. And I think it was one part Oshima's design, and the other part you designed, and then it both came together. Can you tell us a bit about why Riala was changed?
Why
Riala was changed? Because his original design seemed to be pretty final, and then he got the red and black color scheme.
Do you mean in the second one?
In the first game.
I think she means like we saw some concept art for Riala, and his design changed completely from what he originally was.
He used to have earrings.
Yeah, how did Riala's design change over time, basically?
リアーナのデザインがどういうふうに変わったかっていう過程を教えてほしいっていうことなんですね。なんか頭のなんかデザインが完全に変わったらしいんですね。なんか最初は耳なんていうんですか、イヤリングがあったのにそれがなくなったりとか。で話によると大島さんと星野さんで半分半分っていうか2人とも作っててそれをなんかガッチャンコしたのがどういうプロセスだったんでしょうか。
It's one of those crazy questions, yeah.
Too much, you know so much.
I know where you're going. I'm going to
say. もともと大島さんのする仕事だった。彼がナイツの話して、それをベースに大島さんが作ってたんだけど、悩んで。どうしようちょっと星野も考えて一緒にで僕は僕なりにデザインを考えてこういう爪が尖ってるとかああいう要素を大島さんはそれを見てでそこから気に入った部分を取り入れてで最終的なデザインしたっていう流れ。
So originally it was actually Oshima-san's job to create the character, and you know, he was designing knights and he was really struggling, so he actually asked me like, Hoshino, help me out.
I need a favor.
And then Hoshino-san was like, okay, so he started making some designs,
okay.
And so Oshima-san basically took what he liked from the designs that Hoshino-san made, like, you know, the nails and stuff like that.
Cool, man, cool. Wicked. Alright, last question from me then. Out of all of your creations, which one would you say is your favourite and why?
Is that specifically
Knights related, Knights. I think. Only just, in you Knights. Keep it to Knights, yeah. Yeah, which one is your favorite?
Knights の中で、その世界の中で今まで自分が作ったものの中で一番好きなものは何ですか？
ワイズマンかな。なぜか。もうストーリー上、もう全知全能の神、創造主みたいなキャラクターなんで、そのスケールの大きさをどうやって表現しようかっていうのを考えて、仏像の、これちょっと訳すの難しい、仏像の背中に光背っていうのがある。こういうさ、
いや分かりますけど、なんて言えばいいんでしょうね。
そうこういうパート
はい。
で、
はい、
これを参考にこういうデザインをした宗教的な宗教の持つスケール感、仏教の世界観が持つスケール感みたいなのをちょっと借りてきて。で、ワイズマンって手がね、浮いてて、知らないでしょ？
知らないの。
うれしい。してることないでしょ？手が浮いてんの、こうやって。
はい。
で、それをこうね、それをこういうポジション。それで、この後輩っていうのを表現してたり、あと体がなくて、で、マントがあるんだけど、マントだけをキラキラして体はない。ないことによってこう無限を表現するとか。難しいですね。だって彼には目がないんだけど、手に目がたくさん手に。
Keep going.
Wiseman's like, he's the sort of all-knowing, all-seeing, you know, be all and end all. He is the creator of creation. He's everything, right?
Yeah.
He's the, like, ultimate God sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to sort of scale that and represent that visually, that sort of scale of what he represents. Mm-hmm. And so I took inspiration from like the Buddhist statue.
Oh.
There's like, you know, like a Buddha statue, a typical Japanese Buddha statue has the sort of Buddha.
Hands.
Yeah, and then they've got this sort of halo effect thing going on in the background.
Oh, so the Journey of Dreams had the halo.
Yes.
But it's like it's not your sort of Christian halo, but like a Japanese sort of, on the back halo sort of thing.
I never noticed that. Yeah, sorry, Karen.
So he's taken inspiration from those statues for that, and so he has all the floating hands like on the sides to kind of, that's what it's forming, right?
Yeah.
And then instead of actually having a body, he's got no body, but he's got a cloak.
Yeah.
And by not having a body, it represents like infinity.
That's awesome.
And he hasn't got eyes, but all the eyes are in the hands. That's basically him. He's not looking because he hasn't got eyes, but he's seeing everything.
Yeah.
Like he sees everything. So it's that sort of sense of spirituality, that sort of mystic feeling that he has. That sort of religious motif.
Yeah.
That's what he, and I think I really like that.
Yeah. He's a great designer. Great designer.
What wise man is great. Wiseman's Journey of Dreams was amazing. I loved it. If you voiced Elliot, who voiced Riala? Who done the voice for Riala?
She
you.
Does anybody know? I know how the voices were done for the game, so does anybody know who Riella was?
Riella voice.
Daredash.com.
Nobody knows.
But it's a
mystery. The voice recording process is known, but the person who is who is not know.
No idea.
Why you come with these questions, man?
Everyone asks me.
The hard questions.
Yeah. We're not.
So fun,
man. I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
It's okay. I think it's better if nobody knows.
Question will ask Oshima-san.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And is that it? Or you got anything?
Were any of the character designs inspired from nightmares in your own dreams?
Nightmare のデザインは自分の悪夢からインスピレーションを取ったものもありました
。学生の時から夢にすごく興味持ってて、本とか結構読んでた。だからそこから来て深層心理学とか、フロイトとかユングとかって、でそういう、ところからデザインのヒントを持ってきて、最初すごくちょっと難しい世界観を作りそうになったとか、だけど途中から大島さんがもっとなんかサーカスみたいな要素を入れていこうという話になって、もうちょっとアカデミックなところからエンターテインメントのにだいぶテイストを変えて、で派手な悪魔の世界ができた。だから特に自分の経験とかを入れてるわけじゃなくて、誰もが理解できるような最大公約数の悪魔の世界っていうのを今まで作ってきました。
Okay, so from when I was a student, I was always like really interested in dreams and what it meant. And you know what it could mean for us and its impact on us, and I've read up a lot about it, and you know the kind of philosophy and the sort of the academic side of what those academics think about it, like Freud and Jung. And so that's what it was really like, what I was basing it all around, you know. But it was quite a difficult, it turned out what we were concepting at first was quite a difficult and academic universe to really grasp. And Oshima-san wanted to implement a more sort of entertainment-based sort of feeling of festivity, of like almost like a circus sort of feeling. So it really transferred from being a really academic sort of point of view to start with to a more sort of light-hearted entertainment. So very colourful and flashy, sort of thing. It became a lot more flashy and colourful. Yeah. So actually, anyone should be able to understand it. It's more sort of mass acceptable sort of entertainment content than with it being a very evil world as well. Mm-hmm. And rather than being based specifically on my experiences.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I think that's all.
That's all of our questions, but I have one in favor.
Is it possible you can design something?
Sure.
Yeah.
I have.
The original.
The original script from 1996. I have. Everybody has signed it so far.
You were there last time.
Yeah, Nakasan, Suzuka-san.
You were trying to
say. So you can sign Riella.
Where do you want it?
I have a silver pen.
If you've got a silver pen, that might be better. Yeah.
Where would you like it?
Cool. Oh, yeah, there you go. Silver.
Rather than on a picture.
Yeah, it's fine. Just on the.
Can you get my one out as well then?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. We just do the signings.
Okay, cool. So, this is your next guy.
Would it be alright getting a quick photograph as well, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah, awesome.
Right. Thank you.
What do we think with this camera now, man?
Kevin just kind of left.
We kind of bumped it. Anyway, thank you.
Yay, thank you very much.
Have you got like a dark pen?
No.
No?
Just...
What's this?
That's a pencil. Do you want to borrow it?
Yes, please. Thank you. And just get your sand. Yeah, yeah, please, thank you. You created these two characters, these are yours, yeah? Big fan of those as well.
He's an Amy fanboy.
Shut up. Thank you, sir, thank you. That's yours. Could you hold on to that?
Yes, I can.
Are we going to take a photograph? With your iPhone or my phone?
Use my iPhone.
Use your iPhone. Can
I take the photo?
Yes, please, sir. Thank you. Should we stop recording this? I don't know.
I don't know if I can understand the words.
No idea.
Just press all the buttons. Look for a power button.
There we go. I think I've done it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should we just close it up?
Yeah.
Let's just close it.
Okay. You want to do a quick photo?
Yeah, yeah, quick photo. Yes, one photo.
Yeah. Sorry.
You want to go around the other side?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
3, 2, 1. We'll do one more color.
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you too, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby, you were ace as usual. Alright, let me nick his camcorder.
Do you want to just take a seat and start?
Dive right in, mate, dive right in. Okay, you got everything?
Yes.
Cool, awesome. See you guys later, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
See ya.